What's going on with it? Today I'm gonna be talking about motivation. I end up getting a message from my son's mom today. You know, she asked me what are some things that keep me motivated. So that, you know, that really put something on my mind. I was just thinking of just a lot of things that motivated me along the way. I think being an entrepreneur, being self-employed for over a decade now, some of the things that's motivated me is just watching my granny and my mother coming up. I remember when I was like 8, 9 years old, I used to be in the house, and it used to be things that my grandmother, my mother, and family member had done that I always stick with me. Like when we was 8, 9, I remember summertime used to come around and we had the candy house in the neighborhood. So we was like one of the only people out of two or three other people that had like a full-fledged candy house. We had the nacho house. We had like food and everything just cooking out the house. It was like we just used to be in just the hood, and it used to be us. It used to be like two or three other houses that we all used to just be competing in the neighborhood on, you know, who could sell the most and who really can just, you know, do their thing, outsell each other. And I remember we used to sell nacho baskets, chicken strip baskets, I think burger baskets. We had like a whole house full of candy. We used to get up, go to Sam's all the time. My granny used to just put us in the car. We used to go to Sam's, just get like a ton of stuff. We used to get the little cheese cans filled with cheese, like cases of them, cases of all our favorite candies, and then we have all this stuff set up in the den. And man, we had it full-fledged, just booming. Everybody used to come like 24/7. We used to just be booming, boom, boom. And I remember I got so used to doing this as a kid, selling candy out the house and just helping and selling candy when I used to walk down the street to the Boys and Girls Club be playing with other little kids that'll be wanting candy. I used to sell it to them when they used to ask me for the candy. I used to go get it from the house and go get the money and bring the money back. But I remember it was one of these days when I was younger, everybody in the house was asleep. And I was just up. It's probably like 7, 8 in the morning. I was just up. And I heard knocking on the window. So I'm hearing banging on the window. I'm trying to wake everybody up. I try to wake my granny up. I try to wake my mama up, my uncle. I try to wake my auntie up. She kind of woke up and then kind of went to sleep. And I had woke my auntie up. I think my auntie, my granny, one of them, I asked him. I was like, man, how much is the Snicker? How much is the Snicker? And she was like, $1. So everybody went back to sleep, and I went into the den, and I lit up the window. We used to have burglar bar windows on the outside of the den window in the front of the house. And I roll up the window, and I'm like, what you want? I'm probably like 8, 9. She's like, man, I'm trying to buy, I want a Snicker. I want to buy a Snicker. This is an older lady. And I was like, man, all right, what kind of Snicker you want? You want the king size or the regular? And I think I had ended up giving her a king size for $1. I end up hearing it from my granny and them later on. They're like, boy, you got the wrong Snicker. I said, I was trying to wake all y'all up. I said, somebody was trying to buy something. Y'all told me $1. I sold it for $1. I ended up selling a king size Snicker for $1. And I just remember always doing it. Like everybody in the house, in the kitchen rolling. We used to get the paper plates ready for the baskets. They be setting up the nachos, setting up the chicken strip baskets with the fries and all that different type of stuff, and we just be booming all summer. And it went from that to what else happened? I think later on, summertime ended up coming again, and I'm probably like 10, 11, 12. It's me, my cousin, Lil Boo, Mike, Ken Ken. These are my cousins. Mike, Ken Ken were older than me and Lil Boo. Me and Lil Boo were the same age. And, man, we used to always walk to the Boys and Girl Club, but then it got to the point where I guess my granny, she started saying, like, they getting older. She was trying to keep us up out the streets, because she said we used to be just always walking through the streets. Like, we were trying to cut yards for cash and all different type of stuff. Granny be like, y'all better get that lawnmower. Walk around, cut some yards, and we'll be walking around trying to cut yards, just trying to hustle, really trying to just get it. And one of them summers, she ended up getting us, but we ended up getting too carried away in the streets. And she was like, "Well, y'all come on over here and help me with this Avon." My granny used to sell Avon, and man, she had like thousands of books. And one day she was just like, "Look here, this is what I need y'all to do. I got all these boxes. What y'all gonna do is y'all gonna unbox all these books." And she gave Mike and Ken Ken the stamp. And she gave me and Jamar, me and LeBoo, she gave us a pen. And she was like, "Now look here. Y'all gonna use them stamps. Y'all stamp all them books. Once y'all done, y'all gonna bag them and put them back in the boxes the same way you got them out." And we had to write them. We was like, "Man, ain't no more stamps." She's like, "Boy, y'all better write it on there. Y'all gonna write my first name, my last name, my number, and my address." We finished them books. Man, it took us all night. I remember it like it was yesterday. By the time we finished them books, we all end up putting them on the back of her truck. And next day, bright and early, she just got us and told us, "Come on." We end up hopping in the car. She let Ken and Mike ride in the front of the truck with the air and stuff. It was probably like 1:15 this summer. Me and Boo in the back of the car, we mad as hot as heck back there. And I remember we was just riding. She was like, "This is what y'all gonna do. Everybody gonna get their own spot. Y'all gonna go in your own direction. We finna hit up all these places. And what y'all do is y'all knocking on the doors. And if it ain't nobody there, you gonna leave a brochure on their door. You know, if they there, you're going to ask them if they want a brochure. If not, you're just going to keep moving if they tell you no." And we started in the neighborhood first. And then once we did our whole neighborhood, we ended up working our way outside the neighborhood. Then we started going, like, just different complexes, different apartment complexes. And we were just out all day until all the books was gone. By the end of that day, she started getting calls. Her phone was just ringing like crazy. Man, like, that's something that's really motivated me. It instilled a whole different mindset into me, because I ended up seeing my granny, like, do a whole lot with that. It went from us passing out them books to me ride with my granny every day and every summer to go watch her sign up people, meet them at Burger King's, McDonald's, just anywhere, malls, and she just be signing people up. And it, being a kid, is like, man, she taking all day. It's taking forever, but I'm thankful that she brought me along and I was able to see the process of everything that she was doing to accomplish what she did. And, man, she used to have us at Trader's Village on the weekends. We used to get up there. We used to have our own booth. I used to hate going up there. I used to have to help her set up the booth. Then when I get done setting up the booth, I used to have to stay up in there when steady. It was like only one plug. I had a Game Boy back then, couldn't really just charge it. You know, I had batteries and stuff. So that plug and everything, I think she was using it for the lights and her glass cases and all that stuff. It's like a little garage that they gave me. So we used to be up there, and while we waiting, I was just so bored. And she's like, well, go on, get some of them books and go around and pass them out and let them know that we got a booth out here. I used to do that all through Traders Village. When we went at Traders Village, shit had us driving all the way to Tyler. We'd be driving all the way to Tyler to hit the Tyler Fair. And we'd be setting up a booth out there. If we went out there, we'd be all through the neighborhoods in Tyler, all through every neighborhood and the DFW, like countries, just everywhere. Even if we went out of town to Oklahoma or Louisiana, like she always had her Avon with her everywhere she went. And that taught me a lot. It got so big to where she ended up getting her own office. She used to have two of them, but one of the main ones used to be in Duncanville. And basically in Dallas, Texas, in Duncanville, in the suburbs, used to be right by Los Lupus. And I remember going up in there the first couple times. It wasn't nothing up in there. I always had my game and just be playing till my game go dead. Then when the game went dead, or when my granny used to take it from me, it just made me just sit still. I was just bored. It wasn't nothing up in there but like a few books and like some products. And she'd just be in there just signing people up, teaching them how to do Avon. So after all that was done, we used to, she used to have us pass out all them books, wait with her at her Avon building that she used to have, her business. And then at the end, like when she reached a certain quarter and we finished passing out them books, she would pay us. She probably pay me and Boo probably like $60 or $80. And Mike, Ken Ken, they used to get probably like $100, $200 sometimes. Three, me and Boo used to be mad because they used to get all the money. And it's because they was older. But all that right there taught me a lot. Like, that's something that's motivated me to be an entrepreneur, just to wake up and keep going. Like, even when I got a little bit older, I remember being in middle school. When I was in middle school, my grandmother, she was still selling Avon. She used to make anywhere from like $2,000 to $5,000 every week. And what I used to do is, when I was at school, I hear people talking about Avon. And I was so programmed and just trained to where, like, when I heard people talking about Avon, I was like, my granny sell Avon. My granny said Avon, and people would be talking about their people selling like Avon, but I always beat them to the punch. Like, my granny said, Avon, you need a book? I can go get my granny to get you a book. Soon as I leave here today, I could bring it to you tomorrow. And my granny used to always sell, like, some of my teacher's products, principles, and everything. I'd be bringing them books up there. And it's just stuff like that. Then I got older, started to get in high school, and when I started getting high school, things started changing completely because it was just a whole different way. Like, I started to resort back to what I knew to where, like, I started selling candy when I was in high school. I used to have a backpack full of M&Ms and Skittles and everything. I used to go hit up Sam's, go get me, like, some packs and everything, just sell them for $1. Well, I used to be at, like, Lancaster or Skyline and just different places. Carter, just a bunch of different schools. I used to always sell candy out of my backpack. And then I graduated to where I was selling, like, I went from selling candy, then I was selling, like LRG clothes. When that was high back in the day, I was selling clothes and candy. And I used to just go get my clothes and everything offline. My mom used to have a plug, and I used to use a plug, and then we'd be teaming up together, and we'd be selling, like, clothes. I was at Lancaster High School. I was at Carter, just Skyline. I'd be selling, like, LRG clothes, hats, all that, the newest stuff, and the candy. And a lot of that just motivated me just to get my own money, just not be so dependent on, you know, having to work and work for somebody, because I ain't never seen shit. I ain't never seen nobody outside, just my mom, my uncle, and my granny working. But like my uncle and my mom, they was working. But then also, they was doing the same thing helping my granny. They was helping her with the candy house, helping her with the Avon and everything. So like all this stuff I had seen my whole life. And it's just been programmed in me to where now it's like it's just, I do that in everything dealing with entrepreneurship. Like I use a lot of them skills that I learned along the way for all the businesses that I'm into right now. And I'm very thankful because it's helped me to where I haven't been employed or dependent on employment since like 2013. And so now these are some of the skills that I pretty much, you know, I put this into my kids. Like I instill this in my kids. Even with my oldest, Carmelo, like I used to have him at the tattoo shop back in 2014, 15. I helped him at the tattoo shop and he'll start to see the process, understand the process when he's like 6-7 years old. Like, okay, so this how things be going. So as long as daddy up here doing what he doing, we can do what we do after he finished doing what he doing. And then it's just getting him just getting it in his mind of understanding what his daddy do for a living. He know I'm a tattoo artist, I'm a body piercer, and he's seen me. But then also, like, I give him jobs. Like, I don't give my kids no chores and everything because it's the stuff that just they supposed to do in life. Like, yeah, ain't no point of me paying them for stuff that they supposed to do because I feel like in life, you paying somebody for stuff that they supposed to do, they going to be feeling like that in society. So what I be doing is I give my kids jobs. So with Carmelo, with Trey, which is my youngest, I give both of them jobs. Like, I have Carmelo picking up stuff at the shop. And I will pay him. And every time he doing these certain things, I will pay him a certain amount. Same thing with Trey. I will have Trey, like, picking up little things or sweeping up around the shop and everything. I will pay him a certain amount for the work and the time that he helped out with at the shop. And then I have him, you know, like managing the snacks and everything. He'll be in control of the snacks, organizing it, making the sales and everything. Just little stuff like that. So they seeing this at a young age, and it's the same thing that my granny used to do. I used to see my granny wake up every day, go meet these people at these locations like McDonald's, Burger King's, Miles and all these different things. When she used to meet them, it used to take her like at least by sometimes hours, sometimes 30 minutes just to sign them up, get them ready, get their little book pamphlets and all this stuff for them to start their Avon journey. And I do the same thing with my boys. I pick them up, you know, they see me, like they go on with me, they there, you know. They get to see the process. They get to see, like, okay, yeah, daddy waking up this early in the morning. Daddy going to do this. Okay, daddy don't do nothing outside of tattoos and piercings and the other stuff he be doing. But this is what daddy do every day. When daddy wake up, he doing this. He might do this for a few hours. Then, boom, he back at the house. Or, boom, he back up here. So these is a lot of things that's motivating me. Like, not being able to have everything that I want more out of life, want to build a empire, a legacy, want financial freedom, want generational wealth, want to just succeed in life, seeing my peers succeed, watching their mentalities on what they do to get to where they at today. Like, all these things, they motivate me. Even when I'm coming across people that I'm meeting every day from the services that I do for them, and they telling me what they want in life or where they're going to be in life, and actually seeing them get to where they're going to be. Like, Stuff like that motivate me. Even when people ask me for reach out to me for help, and they actually use my help to get to where they gonna go in life. That stuff is motivating to me. Just being able to make my impact on society is motivation. Like being let go from 4 jobs when that's all that I had at that moment, and I had nothing else to look towards but tattooing and piercing, or just being a business owner and self-employee, is what motivate me. Knowing that if I succeed or fail, it's gonna be up on me every day. That's what just it pushes me to keep going. You know, knowing that, hey, shit, I can't not go in today, cause shit. At the end of the day, I got Trey and Carmelo, and shit, me not going in or me giving up and everything ain't gonna take care of no business and do what I need to do for these kids of mine. So and they getting older, they gonna want more, you know. I just know I gotta keep going. I can't stop going even when I ain't feeling good. It's just a lot of these things. Like even when I was young, I used to see my granny and my mom. Even when they wasn't feeling good, they used to get up and go. Like rain, sleet, snow, sicknesses and all, they would try to fight through it and get to where they needed to be. Like they just keep going there. Mama would go into work. She wouldn't be feeling good. She'd still be going into work to handle the business. Same thing with my granny. She'd still be taking care of the Avon business and everything. She'd just keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And just trying to make no excuses to fail. It's just, a lot of times I be depressed, and everybody go through their own things, but everything is a mental thing. Like entrepreneurship is something that I feel like it's either you had to come up seeing it when you was young, or you had to just be around it. It's something that can be learned or rubbed off on you. It's just you got to be around them people, and you got to be willing to accept the information. But it's a mentality that can be learned, that can be instilled in you, but you just want to be around the good people to put their good knowledge on you. So it's just like with myself. I've had plenty of conversations with people to where a lot of things that I've done or said has rubbed off on them, even if they want to recognize it or not. It's a lot of things that I've done and said that has helped a lot of people in positive ways that I've come across. And stuff like that is what just, it motivates me, because like, dang, man, they going hard. You know, I remember having conversations back in 2018, 2019 with a company, with this couple who owns the company and everything. And I remember I was really, really depressed. I was so depressed because I was just thinking of, like, dang, man. Dang, I was in competition with myself, and I was still trying to keep up with the person who I was in 2016, and that just wasn't realistic. So I was like, man, I'm trying to get back there. And a lot of that, the good and mentality, even though I was depressed, I was sharing a lot of this information with a lot of people who I came across. Like, just me, just in general, just being on house arrest for 4 years. I was on house arrest for 4 years. I was working 4 jobs. And I was working at Walmart, Just Breaks, Home Healthcare, and at the American Airlines Center. And I remember when I was working them four jobs, I had just been saving. And one day they all just came to me and it's like, hey, we're going to have to let you go. We're not going to be able to allow you to stay with us. And like, it crushed me. It made me feel some type of way, but I couldn't do nothing about it. Like, immediately I had just took the money that I had saved up and I had went to my granny and my mother and I was like, hey, this is what I'm thinking about doing. I done saved up this money and everything. I think this is like my 19th or 21st or something birthday. And I was like, hey man, this is what I'm thinking about doing. What y'all think about this? I think they kind of thought I was playing. And Tasha over the money. I was like, man, I done saved up this much from work and everything. And I'm trying to open up this business. And it's like, man, you for real? It's like, okay, well, you just got to come up with your business plan, this, that, and woo, woo, woo. And I was like, I already got my business plan and everything. But my business plan wasn't detailed enough for them. So I came back and I got a detailed business plan with my mother. And it was like, hey, okay, it sounds good. You know, as long as the money makes sense, as long as the business makes sense, you know, we with it. You know, anything to get the family right. So what ended up happening is the next thing they told me to do is they was like, hey, now you just got to go find a building. You find a building, then, you know, we can go. I left out same day. Same day, I just went all over the DFW Metroplex. I went all through Dallas just looking for buildings. Calling. Like, I was hearing, like, just ridiculous numbers. I was hearing $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month, $15,000 a month. Just all type of crazy numbers. And then I ran into this building. And Dallas, and they was like, hey, man, you know, we can do you $1,000 a month and everything. We just probably need just, you know, 2.5 and, you know, get you in to sign this contract and we can get everything started. I took them to it, showed it to them. They liked it, the building. We looked at the building inside out. The building was tore up, like electrical wiring. The flows, everything. The building was just garbage. But the rent was worth it. But we end up negotiating with them to give us a little breathing room to do what we needed to do to get the building right. And then once we got the building right, we was able to open up. So everything went well. They put in with what I had. What I had was enough to go on and get the building and go on and get the basics started. They actually helped me put in with kind of fixing up the building. Like, we had to fix up, like, the borders in the building. It had a whole bunch of black widows in there. Had to repaint the walls and, you know, just get the bathroom right, get the back of the building right, just a whole bunch of different little small stuff to where it was able to where I was able to be able to have people in there to service people to do my tattoos and stuff. Once we got that right, we started working on like the electricity. And it's a good thing, you know, I had a family friend that did electric. He helped me rewire everything. And from there, like, shit, everything else was history. Helped me rewire everything, add in another sink, redo the plumbing. All type of crazy stuff. And then I just started from just the bird building, a chair, and my equipment. And just from there, I started building. Like, the more I made, I just kept stacking it, and reinvesting. And then once I got to a certain amount, I started to buy better equipment and started to add more things into the shop. I added a belly chair. I added, once I got better equipment, I added another chair. I added some more glass cases. I added some furniture. I added TVs, and just it kept growing from there. And the main thing I can say, just start small, build up, and you got to be committed. You got to be consistent and persistent with whatever you're doing, no matter how you feeling about it. Find something that you love doing, or even if it ain't something that you love doing and you just good at it and you just like it, you got to actually sit down, get the game plan together, write your goals down, and just tackle it. And just got to remember, like, you know, if you no longer plan to work anymore and you just want to go full-time entrepreneurship or business owner, self-employee, whatever you want to call it, then you have the mindset that the same amount of hours that you put in for the companies that you used to work for, all these public companies that you was working for, you got to put that same amount of time in for yourself. You can go in to work and put in over 16 plus hours for someone else's company, you should be able to put that same 16 to 24 hours in for yourself. And that's just how it got to be. So it's going to take time before your business get to where it need to go, depending on, you know, if you got a brick and mortar or online business. It's going to take time. You got to keep reinvesting back into your business. You know, after 5 years and everything, things is going to get good, you know. And sometimes some people may need a little help along their way or during their process. But you got to keep pushing forward. You can't give up just because things get hard or just because, you know, people ain't biting on what you putting out there. You just got to keep posting, keep sharing your information, keep reaching out to people. And then sooner or later, you know, things is going to pick up. And even when things do pick up, you got to still keep staying consistent and persistent. And commitment is the biggest thing. Whatever you love or whatever you do, you like doing, you just got to commit to it. 100%. Can't be one foot in, one foot out. You got to all the way commit yourself. And that's just some motivation for, you know, anybody listening.